Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Welcome back to the Spring Spirit Drive here at AM 820 St. Gabriel Radio. My name is Chip Stalter. We are happy to be here for this final hour from 5 until 6 p.m. I'm joined by my lovely wife, Sue.
Hello.
And also...
I said hello.
And we also have with us in the studio for this hour, Father Black from St. Joan of Arc Parish. Up there in Powell, Ohio. Father Black, welcome.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here as always.
That's great. Father, if you could do us a favor and lead us off with a prayer for this hour.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we bring this day to a close, we ask your blessings on all of us, that we always know your love in our hearts and the response that we have to love that, to give that love to one another. We ask that you be with anyone who in special need this evening, that through the care and compassion of another, they may see you. Amen.
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 Thank you very much, Father. It's a great way to start off an hour with a prayer, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So we have before us a goal of 18 gifts for this hour.
We can do this.
I feel very confident. The people up in Powell at St. Joan of Arc are just, they're already dialing, I'm certain.
Yes.
So we have lots of folks that want to join a team. We have a lot going on with this hour as well. So a couple of different things. Number one, we have this thing called a ladder program that I'm going to try to explain. When we get to six gifts, a generous contributor has offered up $300. If we get to 12 gifts, what do you mean if? When we get to 12 gifts,
there you go.
That person will give us $500. And
another
when we... Another 500. And when we get to 18 gifts, our goal for this hour, we will get another $800 in contributions to the station. So that's not just a ladder. That's a big ladder.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So start calling
614-459-4820. That is great. And also this hour, the first leadership gift that we get this hour will also receive... compliments of Karen, two tickets to this Sunday's concert. Ethan Bortnick, who is a fantastic pianist. The concert is at 7 p.m. Sunday at the Lincoln Theater in Columbus. So we've had a generous contribution of those two tickets to our first leadership gift for this hour. So what a fantastic way to start off. We got ladders, we got leadership gifts with these tickets, and we also got the great feeling that you can get just by calling in and making any type of gift, any type of sustaining membership, just to be a part of the mission, be a part of the team here at St. Gabriel Radio, to join our family that's reaching out and helping so many families and individuals in the area as well. So you can be a part of that by calling 614-459-4820 or going online at stgabrielradio.com. Father Black, this is not the first time you've been down here for the Spirit Drive.
No, it's not. I'm excited to be here. There's so much joy and happiness here. There's not a frown anywhere to be seen here in St. Gabriel. So it's
this
wonderful.
Is a happy. This is like Disneyland.
Yes.
It's a very happy place. There is always joy in this building, and I think it comes from the mission of the radio station.
Oh,
really.
Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
We're going out there and trying to bring the truth to people and to spread God's word, and And how can you not be happy when you're doing that?
Right, right. You're part of something big.
So it is being a part of something big, and there's lots of ways that people can be opportunistic in that. And it looks like I see some feathers, and so that must mean that there's an angel update. Jessica, what do you got for us?
Well, we are so excited to kick off the hour with lots of phone busyness on the phones. So if you're driving and you're thinking about calling in, just do it, especially all those from St. Mike's, which is my parish, St. Michael's in Worthington. So 614-459-4820. And we have a platinum sustaining membership from Gregory, which is fantastic to get the hour off. We have a donation from Ken in Sydney, Ohio.
Wow.
Yeah. Kathleen from St. Agatha Parish, and she's giving an honor of St. Gabriel Radio because it brought her back to the church, which is just fantastic.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Fantastic. And then also a donation from Patty from Holy Spirit in Columbus, and she loves Father Ricardo and Father Larry Richards, so she called in with a special gift, so we want to say thank you. We want to thank all of our multi-year sustaining members, and I have a few here to acknowledge. Greg and Celeste from St. Paul the Apostle in Westerville, Kathy from St. Bridget of Kildare in Dublin, and Linda from Emmanuel Dayton. So
thank you.
Some Dayton people. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Dayton chiming in. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. So you can give so many different ways. You can be a sustaining member for $20 or more per month, a business member for $50 or more per month. Consider a leadership gift of $1,000 or more, and we use those for challenges, which helps double dollars that come in the door, or just call us and give a gift of any amount. It's so important. 614-459-4820.
Awesome. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate that. That's a great update and a great start to the hour. And remember, if you do call in, the first leadership gift that we get in this hour will also receive those two concert tickets to the Ethan Bortnick concert at the Lincoln Theater on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And we also have the ladder program that I'll go into later when we have more time, because it's really convoluted. Not really. Anyway.
It gives us lots of money.
It gives us lots of extra support.
And you know what? We have our goal of 18. We're at 5. So right. The next person, you're going to be getting us the ladder of $300. So if you call in now, you're going to get an extra $300 given to St. Gabriel Radio.
That's amazing.
At 614-459-4820.
So we've got a best of clip to listen to in this half hour, and the first one that we have up is I keep wanting to say Kent Herbeck, but it's not, because it's Peter Herbeck. My baseball stuff is coming through for me, so don't want to do that. Peter Herbeck is coming to us with a little bit of a chat and on the power of prayer. So we'll give a listen to that.
I grew up in a family, brothers, 7 kids in a small town in southern Minnesota, a little German community, a little town called New Ulm, Neu-Ulm. Have you ever heard of it? Yeah, about one person every time I go knows of New Ulm, Minnesota, a little tiny German town. I grew up a block from the cathedral, parish, elementary school across the street. We went to church every Sunday. My mom was quite devout. My dad made sure that everybody got to church. At home, we were typical Catholic family. We went to Catholic school, but we didn't talk much about our faith at home. We prayed the rosary sometimes during Lent. But for the most part, I mean, God was a part of our life, but he was not at the center of our life. And from the outside, our family actually looked like we were a pretty solid, strong family. We were all, my brothers and sisters were all athletes. My siblings were good students. I wasn't so hot, but, you know, still made it through. But in the center of our family, brothers, we had a problem. We had a big problem. My father, who'd been was a really fine man, who'd been a tank commander in Patton's Third Army in the Battle of the Bulge. He was decorated war hero, good man. When he came back from the Second World War, he had a problem. What do you think that might have been? Today we call it PTSD. He had a measure of that. But he came back and he dealt with that by drinking. He was a successful businessman. He was active in our community. But he had this problem. It was a problem we hardly ever talked about very much. It kept getting bigger and bigger in our lives. And we tried to get help, but nothing ever seemed to work. And then when I was a young man, about a junior in high school, something began to change in my life and in my family. My oldest sibling, Kathy, called home one time on a midweek and said, hey, I want to come home this weekend with my family because I want to talk to you about something I feel like God wants us to pay attention to. She comes home. We gather around our table on a Saturday night. My siblings and I were there. My dad was out drinking that night. And she's looking at us, and something brand new happened in our family. She looked at us and said, hey, I belong to a little prayer group up in my parish. We do a little Bible study. And at the end of that little meeting each week on a Wednesday night, we take time to pray for people. And we've been praying for Dad for about 6 months. And she said, last week when we prayed, we were getting done, we were getting ready to leave. And one of the guys, one of the farmers in the group came and grabbed me and said, hey, Kathy, I got to tell you, while we were praying for your dad, I felt really deeply in my heart that God's hearing your prayer and that he wants you to know that it's time for you and your family to turn to him with all your hearts and God will hear your prayer. Now, nobody ever talked like that in my family. We never had a conversation like that in our home before. And she was, her eyes were like flaming fire. She was so convinced of this. And I knew she's a woman of sound mind and body. And I'm thinking, a farmer in North Branch, Minnesota heard God? Really? What's he smoking, you know? But I knew my sister was of sound mind and body. And she said, and then I went to my car and another guy came to me and said the exact same thing. And she said, you guys, Jesus Christ is alive. He has power. Our family, as good as it is in bondage. Dad's struggle. Dad's brother died of alcoholism. Dad's dad was an alcoholic. It's in our veins. It's here. And Jesus wants us to be free. But we don't really believe he can do much. We just carry this like we're supposed to have this with us our whole life. She said, if we give our hearts to Christ and put him at the center of our life and say, Jesus, come and be Lord of our hearts and Lord of our home, I believe he'll bring healing to Dad and to our family. Nothing more I wanted than that, brothers. That night I went to bed. I hadn't prayed for a long time at night. But there I was laying in my bed, and I said, Lord, if this is real, please do something. I'll do anything. Nothing more than I wanted to see my dad sober. And I got out of my bed that night. For the first time in years, I knelt down next to my bed to pray. And I cried out to God. And 2 weeks later after that, I'm doing homework on a Monday night. My dad comes in 11 o'clock at night. He had been drinking. Monday nights, he always drank. He came and he sat down next to me, and I didn't want to engage him in a conversation because that usually meant some kind of collision happened. And so I just kept my head down, and he sat there, and I could hear him breathing, and I could smell the booze on his breath. And after a few minutes of that silence broken, he said, Peter, and I didn't look up. Then he reached out, and he grabbed my arm, and he began to squeeze my forearm, and his hand began to shake, and he said, son, please look at me. And I looked up at him, and I saw him begin to cry, which I never saw to that moment in my life my dad ever shed a tear. And he said, son, I'm a very sick man. Please help me. And in that moment, I don't know why it came out of my mouth, but I said, Dad, I can help you. God can help you. God's going to help us. I'm having like this out-of-the-body experience. Like, what do you know? You know, I'm 17 years old. God's going to help us, Dad. And he got up and walked in at that moment. 11:45 at night, called Doc Ringhofer, our family physician. He said, Doc, this is Joe Herbeck. I'm one sick SOB. Please help me. He went into treatment the next day, 1977. 4 weeks later, he got up and he said, my name is Joe Herbeck. I cannot live without Jesus. I'm an alcoholic and I cannot live without Jesus Christ at the center of my life. He died 20 years later, brother, 20 years of sobriety. All seven of his kids came back to the church. Mom and Dad, who had 73 children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, nearly all of them are practicing the faith.
What a great story. What a great story. Welcome back to the Spirit Drive in the spring here at St. Gabriel Radio. You can be a part of this great, great mission by calling 614-459-4820. I'm looking up at the super-duper electronic tote board that we have, and I am seeing that we have reached our first ladder, so we got an additional 300.
We got some movement.
That's a great gift from someone out there, so thank you very, very much for that. That is fantastic. And what a great story by Peter Herbeck about the power of prayer. I mean, so it's a phrase we hear all the time. Oh, the power of prayer, but it really does work. We've seen it. We've all seen it at work. Father Black, it's amazing to hear that story. But it's also great to know that those stories are possible.
Oh,
out
absolutely.
There.
Yes. They're all over. And the moment we start to pray, you know, whether it's be a moment of tragedy, a moment of difficult or challenge, or a moment of joy and celebration, you know, we Well, God's already in our lives, but we bring our awareness of God right to the front. And I love how we begin prayer with a physical thing. Mm-hmm. As soon as we touch our forehead to make the sign of the cross, as soon as we make that physical contact on our forehead, we become aware God's with me. Mm. Whatever it is, whether I'm carrying a huge cross or I have a loved one who's suffering, whatever it is, that God's with me. And that alone, that changes everything.
Oh, what a great way to put that. And it ties in with something that we hear a lot too about how the Catholic Church is a church of the senses. You know, so we have, you know, the sights and we have the sounds and the smells and we have the touch and just that thought of touching our forehead when we begin to sign across. That really starts to bring that home, doesn't it?
Sure, sure. And even if our prayers aren't answered the way we want them, we know that God's there. You know, He's given us strength, or He's somehow blessing us with even if this story was ended, well, but sometimes even when we don't, we know that God's with us and whatever, if we lose someone, they're with God. So
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. It's just wonderful that a station like St. Gabriel Radio can be part of a mission that brings those stories and brings that reality really to people who are looking for something like that in their lives, that they need that gift and that grace, and St. Gabriel Radio can be a part of that. And can help bring it home to them.
And whenever I think of prayer, too, one of the things I love about St. Gabriel Radio is that 3 o'clock, the Divine Mercy Hour, is to have that opportunity to say that prayer along with everyone else, and especially when they're singing it. It's so beautiful. Right. And
I think we join together over even the distance between us. We don't even see the people we're praying with. We don't need to see them. You know, our voices and our prayers are joined together.
Amazing.
And I know I'm praying right now because we're at 8 and we need to get to 12 gifts to get to that next $500. And you can help us answer those prayers by calling in at 614-459-4820 or going on stgabrielradio.com and giving your gift today to help us.
And we're still looking for that first leadership gift who's going to receive 2 tickets to the Ethan Bortnick concert on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. So that would be a great opportunity as well. So we could use that leadership gift in here to really help out. And it's really great that we have this spring drive this week here at St. Gabriel Radio. We're about to hit Lotari Sunday, so we're kind of like halfway home through the Lenten penitential journey and heading towards the joy of Easter. And what a great way we can bring that joy home by supporting a wonderful mission, a wonderful team and family here at St. Gabriel Radio. But just by calling 614-459-4820.
And I encourage all the phones in Powell are working tonight, so go ahead and make that phone call, prisoners of Powell. And Father Brian was in earlier today, and our wonderful prisoners know that we have this healthy, fun, but persistent competitive nature between the two of us. Well, anything becomes a competition. So he made sure that he stopped by my office today and made sure I knew that he got his goal. You know, it'll be pretty miserable at the rectory tonight if I don't make mine. So please help your pastor out and call 614-459-4820.
That's awesome. Yeah, Father Black, I saw him checking AT&T on his cell phone before he got in there.
Yeah.
Just making sure everything, all the lines were still working and service was available in the Powell area. So, parishioners of St. Joan of Arc, support your pastor. You know, the associate pastor was supported, so... You know, let's remember how this whole thing works, okay?
Probably will be very long this weekend if I don't make my goal, so.
There you go. And he's not releasing the schedule of which priest is saying mass, so you're going to be rolling the dice if you don't call in at 614-459-4820. What a great story we heard there on the power of prayer, and it really does work. It really does work, so it's amazing. And be a part of what's going on here and the teamwork here at St. Gabriel Radio.
And I encourage people, what we're trying to do is when, you know, we prayer comes in lots of forms and we always take it seriously. But I think we're trying it at St. Joan of Arc to try and encourage people when someone says, Sue, say a prayer for me. You know, we do that, but say, let's pray right now, you know, to pray with someone who needs your prayer right there with you and hold their hands and pray for them. Not just something you want to do that evening, which you can do that too, but how often take the opportunity when someone says, please say a prayer for me, do it right then with them right there with you.
That's a great way to approach it. Yeah, a great way to approach it because you don't want to. Life is busy,
sure.
And as soon as you take two steps away,
something
else is coming on. So, what a great gift there at St. Joan of Arc to have that as your first action. You know, someone needs prayer, just to jump in and pray right away. So,
go ahead.
Anyway, I was just going to say, we're still looking for that first leadership gift. We've been married a while, so it's all good. Looking for that first leadership gift to jump in and take advantage of the Ethan Bortnick tickets that are available out there. We have a goal of 18 gifts for this hour, and we're approaching the halfway point, which is good since we're getting towards the bottom of the hour, so that's fantastic. But you can be a part of this team, but be a part of this mission here at St. Gabriel Radio. There's a lot going on down here. It's a very joy-filled atmosphere, and a lot of great family members are helping to bring you some great Catholic programming from Father John Ricardo, Al Cresta, Father Larry Richards, who gave one of the most amazing examinations of conference at the conscience at the men's conference a couple years ago. But all these great speakers and programs are helping in one way, and that's to draw people closer to God and to bring people the truth of the Catholic faith. And you can be a part of this mission just by calling 614-459-4820 and joining the team. Join the family here at St. Gabriel Radio and join the laughter.
And especially if you've been touched by St. Gabriel Radio, which I know so many have, you know, do that for someone else then, that because you heard a program or even just one clip on the radio and it changed your life or brought you back to the Lord, then pass that on to someone else. So go ahead and make that pledge so that you can give that to someone that you don't know yet who wants to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And I know last hour, Chip mentioned that he and I are missionaries of the Sacred Heart. So we do go and help people and throw in their homes to the Sacred Heart. And the last one that we did was so inspiring because it was a couple who had been searching for quite some time. And they told us that St. Gabriel Radio was truly a way for someone who's searching. There's so many of these programs that are an easy way for people who aren't Catholic and are searching to go out there and to hear the truth and to get the message and to get the Catholic message. So it helps them form that conscience and helps them take that next step and prayerfully move on so they know what's going on and to do that. And they say that to this day, it's what St. Gabriel Radio is really keeping them together and helping them grow. And that's the kind of spirit we have here at St. Gabriel Radio. And so if you want to be part of that and helping to grow people's faith and inspiring other people, give us a call at 614-459-4820.
And the amazing thing about St. Gabriel Radio is, you know, we hear the phrase about reaching people where they live. And it truly, to your point, Sue, it really does make a point, make a difference that here's a couple that were searching and trying to find out the truth and exploring, and they didn't have to go and be a part of something they weren't sure about to start with. They were able, in their own living room, to listen to St. Gabriel Radio and be comfortable in the place where they were at to find more about the truth and more about the faith.
Sure. And it's wonderful. I can't imagine how many times people listening to the radio say, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What a miracle that is, because they've either had a misunderstanding or they didn't even know the reality of God's love for them. And when they say, I didn't know that, how that would change their life.
That's so true.
It is absolutely true. We actually have a testimony to come in here. We are welcoming Jim Emmert to the studio. Welcome, Jim.
Hi, welcome to be here.
Going?
Good to be here.
Father Black, and this is Sue. And Jim, you just came into the church last year, looks like.
Yep.
And so did St. Gabriel have a part in that?
Absolutely. I drive for a living, so I get to listen to the radio a lot. And it was a great inspiration just to hear all the answers. I listen to Catholic Answers all the time, and the questions that people were calling in were the same questions that I had, and the answers that were given were not short and sweet, but they were long so that you could get detailed messages, you know, through the, and you know, write down the Bible verses and look it up for yourself. Mm-hmm. And because I'd been listening to a lot of different Catholic and Christian radio stations, Baptists, and it just it brought the light to me.
That's amazing. And so I see here that you like Patrick Madrid, Catholic Answers. That's good. And
absolutely.
Dr. Ray.
Yeah.
Who is
a character.
That's one word for him. Yes, that's great. he is a character and fun to listen to. So that's really great. So what would you say to those folks who are listening who may be on the fence about Catholic radio and supporting St. Gabriel and its mission? What, you know, because of its gift to you, what would you say to those folks?
I would say definitely donate, because it's a good cause for all the people that you touch. And if you're seeking out the truth, this is the Catholic way is the way to go.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And you were on the Church of Resurrection?
Yes.
So where you're at? Out in Albany? Fantastic. So we really appreciate you stopping in with your testimony. That's an amazing story to be able to say that I'm driving around for a living and I'm listening to Catholic radio station, and I've now joined the Catholic faith as a result of that radio station. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, it's a great inspiration. It was a great turning point in my life.
That's fantastic. Well, we're happy that you listen to St. Gabriel Radio, and happy that you joined the Catholic faith. We're all made stronger by those people who come into the faith and bring their gifts and their graces to the church. That's wonderful, wonderful
Absolutely.
Story.
It was good being here, and it was nice meeting you all.
All right, Jim. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Wow, what a... There right there is the power of St. Gabriel Radio. And if you're not moved by something like that, to call into 614-459-4820, I don't know. What a great story. Thank you, Jim, for that. That's amazing. That's the power of the airwaves right there at work. Looks like we have an angel update coming in. Ooh, there's the angel choir right there.
Coming in. Hi, everyone. I just want to encourage everyone out there to come give us a call here. 614-459-4820. Again, 614-459-4820. And we've had some great callers here. We've had Autumn from Bucyrus. And Adam from St. Patrick called in, and he's giving to a family friend, Father Stosh Daly. He's mm-hmm. already a sustaining member, but he decided, you know what, I want to call in and give another gift. So we also encourage, if there's anyone out there that the Holy Spirit's putting that on their hearts, just give us a call and make that gift. We have Linda, who is calling us from Potaskala, and she is giving a bronze sustaining membership, which is great.
Thank you.
And then we have Fidel calling in from St. Mike's, and he is giving to the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, that are at St. Michael's, which I'm at St. Michael's too, and they're such a blessing to us. And he is giving a monthly bronze membership.
Wow,
so thank
fantastic.
You so much, Fidel. So I want to take a moment at this time to thank our multi-year sustaining members that help us day in and day out. We have Mary from St. Thomas the Apostle Columbus, Stephen from Our Lady of Victory Columbus, and Charles and Ardereth from St. Paul the Apostle Westerville. So the energy is high here. So the Holy Spirit is at work, and the people on the phones are so nice. So please call in. If you, that's 614-459-4820. And then if you don't want to call in, but you want to, you're near a computer, you can always donate online at stgabrielradio.com. And so we're printing those out, and those get read on the air as well. So call in 614-459-4820. And I look forward to taking your call.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate that great, great angel update. Just want to remind folks that we are still looking for a leadership gift, and the first one we get in will receive those tickets to the Ethan Bortnick concert. Just YouTube Ethan Bortnick real quick, and then you'll be calling in with your leadership donation, because great, great pianist. The concert is 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Theater in Columbus. It looks like we are four gifts away from our second ladder of an additional $500 for the hour, so that would be fantastic as well. We're getting close to the bottom of the hour, and we're almost halfway there, so we're looking forward to making this last half-hour push after we come out of this break really strong. I know Father Black has been texting the folks in Powell furiously, telling them that they need to get off their hands and start dialing. So we're looking forward to seeing those phones ring and making this a really good push for the end of the day here until the 6 o'clock hour. We will be back after a short little break, and we are on the Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Radio. Call 614-459-4820. Be a part of this team. Be a part of our family.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
Love is a kind of a, what is it? It's a force. It's a force. It's a power. A power. And it has the power to heal. You know, we have somebody that, what do you call them, sonar baths, huh? You go in the bathroom and you put on the light switch and you get all this rays coming down on you. It's like the sun outside. You go outside, lay on the beach, and even on a cloudy day, those rays can hit you and make you so brown, it hurts. Now, that's the way love is, see? Sometimes unnoticed, unseen, but it has tremendous healing properties.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Rutherford Funeral Homes and Crematories, serving families in Central Ohio since 1923. Online at rutherfordfuneralhome.com.
The Lenten Family Buffet at the Church of the Resurrection is the best in New Albany. We serve a buffet including fried and baked fish, grilled cheese sandwiches, cheese pizza, mac and cheese, baked potatoes, and French fries with a variety of soups. Lemonade, iced tea, and coffee are complimentary with a meal. Now, the meals may include tuna melts or either a pasta marinara or a vegetable lasagna. Be sure to check out our desserts. We serve from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Fridays at the Church of the Resurrection.
Signs by Tomorrow, where signs of success are just an order away. Conveniently located in Gahanna at 76 North Stigler Road, 614-478-6472.
This is Anna Mitchell, host of the Sunrise Morning Show. One of the most important aspects of my program and all of Catholic radio, for that matter, is that we get all the news of the day from the Catholic perspective. We're pro-life radio. We're pro-family radio. We're pro-marriage radio. We get to hear the Pope in his own words, not what the secular media wants you to think he's saying. And we all know those are two totally different things. Now, thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like the Sunrise Morning Show every morning. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Please prayerfully consider a gift right now.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying. Don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
Welcome back to the Spring Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Radio, AM 820. My name is Chip. My wife Sue is here with me, and we are also joined by Father Black from PAL, St. Joan of Arc. Father, how are you doing?
Great, great. Encourage people to call in. And, you know, a great way to become a supporter of this station is to be a sustaining membership. I can honestly say I haven't made a call to the station to pledge in years because I'm a sustaining member. So every month it comes out already automatically, so I don't have to think about it, which is good for someone like me because I searched my keys three times today. So if it relied on me to remember to make that gift every month, you know, it just wouldn't happen. So that's the best way to give. So I'm encouraging you to give a sustaining membership. That way you don't have to think about it. You just have to enjoy the programming.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And you can call 614-459-4820 to make that sustaining gift or a one-time gift. Either one is fine with us. We're just looking for people to be a part of the team and be a part of the mission. Oh, my goodness. I think I see a leadership gift that just popped in. So that's amazing. That means that someone is going to a really great concert on Sunday evening at the Lincoln Theater.
Thank you, Karen. You helped make that happen.
So, yeah, we really want to thank Karen who donated those tickets to that concert to help get that leadership gift in there. So that is fantastic. That should be an enjoyable concert. So really good stuff.
Yep.
Took me off guard there. Nice to see that little tote board pop up like that.
Yep, and we're getting closer to that next little step on the ladder. We just need two more gifts to get to that 500. One more gift to get to that 500 level. Let that be you at 614-459-4820.
And I believe with a cloud of feathers that has announced that there's going to be another angel update.
There is. Thank you so much. Like they said, we have a wonderful leadership gift gift from Anne, and we'll get those concert tickets out to you. That's so fantastic. You won't be disappointed. We also want to thank Scott and Catherine from Delaware and Robert from New Albany who called in. And then we have Brian from Immaculate Conception Parish in Botkins, and he says that's 50 miles north of Dayton. So it's so nice to see all these Dayton folks calling in. That's awesome. Fantastic. My husband and I lived there a few years ago, so it's wonderful. And it just shows the real reach of St. Gabriel Radio, which is so important. So please, please call in 614-459-4820. Again, 614-459-4820. No gift is too small. Every gift counts. Catholic Radio changes lives right here in Central Ohio and beyond. So 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Thank you, Angel. That is excellent. Excellent news. Fantastic. Yeah, we are off to a great start for this closing half hour. That is wonderful news, and we're looking forward to hearing from you as well. You know that St. Gabriel Radio has wonderful programming all day long. A lot of people listen to the Sunrise Morning Show. A lot of people like Father Ricardo. Al Crest in the afternoon is one that I grab on my way home occasionally. So there's lots of wonderful programming, and it's really helping to bring people to the church, to bring people to faith, to bring people closer to God. And anything that we can do to help be a part of that is a wonderful thing. Father Black, do you have a favorite program here on the radio station that you like to catch?
I think it'd probably be Catholic Answers Live.
Answers Live.
Because it's just a very real presentation of the questions people have. Mm-hmm. And often we have to think fast on how to answer something, you know. And so it's good to have those answers that we can, you know, we might be able to give as a full answer as we hear on the station, but we'll get something that the next time someone asks us that same question, we'll be able to give them an answer. I think it's very important to do that, but also important if sometimes the most important answer you can give is, I don't know, but I'll find out for you.
I'll find out, yeah.
Rather than give an answer that may or may not be correct. So mm-hmm. we can always be confident what we hear on St. Gabriel Radio is the truth, and so we can pick those up so we have a confident answer to give to someone for the next time someone asks us a question. So please call now at 614-459-4820.
And that's an excellent program. The Catholic Answers Live is excellent. And I know Sue and I listen to it occasionally when we're driving around together at that time. And we both get, startled is not the right word, but we're surprised when they have those shows where they want non-Catholics to call in. How many non-Catholics are listening to Catholic radio to call into Catholic Answers Live? It's amazing, but that's the reach that we have and the evangelization that we can do to spread the word. So it's an amazing, amazing story.
Well, help us keep spreading that word. And look, we have made our next ladder level. And so we've got another $500. So now we are working on that big ladder. We need that extra $800. And you can help us do that by calling 614-459-4820.
We just need six more gifts. And if I don't get them, I know six people I can call. So you'll be getting my call if we don't reach that goal. So go ahead and save me the phone call.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. And just for those parishioners at St. Joan of Arc who are worried about getting a call, we're going to go to a best-of clip by Father John Ricardo. So if Father Black gets his phone out during this and you hear your phone ring, you might know what's going on. But this is Father John Ricardo with an example of what great programming you can hear on St. Gabriel Radio if you help us to keep this thing going. This is Father Ricardo.
To say that I am a Christian does not at all mean that I am on the rolls of a church, or that I belong to a social organization, or that I take part in a club, or that I advocate certain causes in the world. That's not what a Christian is. To be a Christian is to be a man or a woman of faith. And faith, the Catechism tells us, to have faith means to cling to the person of Jesus. It means to adhere to him. It means for you and I to continually have our lives be measured by him, to be men and women who are in earnest about the pursuit of growing in holiness, of growing in conformity to him, who trust that he is in fact the way, the truth, and the life, and that what he says is the truth, and that he's not interested in, as we talked about last time, God is not at all interested in somehow restricting my freedom or limiting my happiness. He's interested in leading me to happiness and helping me to find true freedom. But that doesn't come from me just determining for myself what I am and am not going to do. That's not freedom. It's lawlessness. So if we are going to say that we are Christians, then it means some things. Scripture is very clear on this. Just to look at a couple texts real quick. Romans 12. We could look at texts all day long. Actually, let's start in Matthew. Matthew 7. Starting in verse 21, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven." In other words, not everybody just identifies himself as a disciple. Not everyone who just mouths the words. "But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many great works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. I never knew you.' There was no relationship. There was no friendship. There was no discipleship." I don't know about you, but I say, "Lord, Lord," all day long. This is a bit of a terrifying passage for me to continually examine my life to make sure that it's not just a bunch of words that I'm mouthing, but a heart that is in conjunction with the words that I am saying. The words are easy. Once you get to a certain point, everybody knows you're a Christian. The words are easy. It's the life that measures up to the words, which is not so easy. Later on in the New Testament, in the book of Romans, or the letter to the Romans, chapter 12, "I appeal to you, therefore, my brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice." What does a living sacrifice mean? It means to allow ourselves to be somehow consumed by God. That's a living sacrifice. To place ourselves on top of the altar, if you will, and to give everything back. Not to give an hour, to give everything back. To give my mind, my heart, my soul, my desires, my will, my intellect, my memory, my imagination, to give everything back to God who gave it all to me to begin with. That's a living sacrifice. And not out of some mere sense of obligation, but out of this great sense of joy. "Lord, you gave me everything I have. How do I not trust you? You've sent your Son for me. How do I not know that you are good? You have been merciful beyond measure. Why am I afraid?" So to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Paul continues, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." We're going to hear often the word repent. To repent, in its most literal sense, just means to change the way we think. Metanoia is the word in Greek. It means to think new. To no longer think with the mentality of this world, but to think with the mind of Christ. That's what we're entrusted with the task of doing, of putting on Christ's mind. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he writes, "Put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts." That's not just sexual, that's all sorts of lusts, huh? "And be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." There's this constant admonition in Scripture, especially in Paul's letters, of taking something off the old person, the old man, the old woman, and putting something on. And this is tough. I mean, this is really tough. So let's make clear right away, when I'm talking about a situation like this, or we're looking at our own lives, when we say that we are disciples of Jesus, that is not at all to somehow stand in front of people and go, "We are the flawless ones now." That's going to be the charge leveled against a certain mayor tonight as he speaks from a church. In all seriousness, there's going to be a number of people who are going to claim this man's in hypocrisy. But I don't know that. I have no access to his mind. In his heart, I have no idea whether or not he has truly repented and has converted. None of us do, okay? But people will look and go, "There's another fallen Christian." Well, that's what we all are. We're fallen Christians. It's not for me, at least in his interior, to be able to know whether or not he is truly sorrowful for what he has done. There are some things that, as a public servant, we would look for to ensure that he has, in fact, changed his ways and whatnot. But it's not for me to know what's in his heart. Only God has access to that. So, in talking about what it means to be a disciple, there's a difference between those of us, which is all of us, who are sinners, who are simply frail, fragile, filled with concupiscence, which means we're inclined to be selfish and often give into it. There's a difference between that, that's all of us, versus somebody who is obstinate and defiant. So the person, us, me, who's in confession every 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully it's something there, I don't know how big it is, but there's something in me that's genuinely contrite, that I'm truly sorrowful for my sins. And by coming forward to acknowledge that, it's a way publicly of saying, I know that there's some work to do in me, no small amount of work to do in me.
Amazing. What a great, great message from Father John Ricardo that you can hear on St. Gabriel Radio every morning. You can hear the wisdom of Father Ricardo and so many other programs. And you can be a part of the team here, be a part of this family that's bringing the Word of God to people all throughout the state of Ohio by calling 614-459-4820. It's an amazing process that we have here. What a great, great evangelization tool St. Gabriel Radio is, and you can be a part of that to help people understand their relationship with God, to help people draw closer to Him and to grow in their faith.
I think that theme of repentance that we just heard is so timely in this season of Lent, that change that has to come from within us is something that God blesses us with, but we have to be willing to do that. You know, when I first heard this, I thought of the image of being parked outside a doctor's office. That's not going to heal us. We got to get out of the car, go in,
right,
and be honest with the doctor and honest with ourselves, you know, before that healing can start. So God's not going to change us without our cooperation. And then we become a part of that change, and then that change is going to last because it didn't happen to us, that we brought it about with God's help. So we have to be open to that and ask God to help us and help us to make those changes in our lives.
And so, yeah, it's true, and it ties right into the free will. God could take away all our sins if he wanted to, but he'd be removing our will at the same time, and so that's not a gift. So a very great, great statement. So you can hear wonderful wisdom like that all day long, 24/7 on St. Gabriel Radio, and you can be a part of the family that brings that to people just by calling 614-459-4820. We've had 15 people so far come in this hour with gifts. We are three away from our goal for the third ladder of $800 that was so generously offered by a contributor here at the station. So that's wonderful news, and we're very, very close. It looks like, we have, not only do we have feathers, but we have flashing lights and wings.
We have a fancy angel.
Wings and everything.
So. It must be something special.
It's always very, very, very special. Everyone out there, please, please, please call in. Be a part of something bigger and call 614-459-4820. Make a difference and call 614-459-4820. We have a few gifts that I'd like to thank. We have Chris, who's calling in honor of Father Black.
Oh, all right.
Who loves Father Ricardo in the morning, and he's going to be a sustaining silver member. So fantastic.
Wonderful.
We also have Ed calling from Immaculate Conception Parish in North Lewisburg in honor of Father Pat Sheridan.
Oh,
and
great.
He loves Catholic Answers, Sonia Corbett, and Bishop Campbell. And he's going to be doing a bronze sustaining membership.
Wow, wonderful. Nice.
So we have some other gifts. Marilyn calling from St. Joan of Arc, and she is giving an honor of her friends and also in honor of her grandchildren, Ben and Maya. Oh,
thank you, Marilyn.
And then Catherine from St. John Newman Parish, and it's in honor of her son, Tommy. So,
Oh, nice. Wonderful. So nice.
I'd also like to say I challenge those wives out there to give a gift in honor of their husbands. And then husbands, you should call in and give a gift in honor of your wives. I promise your wives will be very pleasantly surprised, and it'll be better than flowers. So something nice on your commute home to think about. So these multi-year sustaining members are so important to St. Gabriel Radio, and I just want to acknowledge Kimberly from St. Joseph of Plain City, Sherry from St. Joan of Arc Powell, and Danelle from St. Bridget of Kildare. So thank you so much. Faith is on fire here at the station in Winterset Drive. So please, please, please call in 614-459-4820 or go online. That's an easy way if you're near a computer at stgabrielradio.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Jessica, for that angel update. That was wonderful. And I will say that once we went to the Father Ricardo clip, The phone lines did light up, so apparently the people at St. Joan of Arc were a little bit worried that they were going to be getting a text or a phone call from Father Black. But there is a line open now available for you at 614-459-4820.
And we are open to Spanish calls, too, because our good friend Anna's here. So come on in. And she's looking for her Spanish friends to come on in and call. We are three away from getting $800 more given to St. Gabriel Radio. Two away. Start praying, Father. We're getting really close. But keep calling in because we're looking for those business members also. So that would be great. And I just want to give a little plug in when we were talking about change and I heard that word metanoia. I want to give a shout out to my good friend, Father Dave Gwinner at St. Paul's and all that 640 morning daily morning crowd. I know we're going to miss seeing Father Gwinner in the morning, but I know he'll come out and visit us sometimes. But whenever I think of metanoia, I always think of you, Father Dave. And so if you have a priest that's inspired you, please call in and give a gift in their honor at 614-459-4820. We just need one more to get to that $800 gift.
And it's been a wonderful, wonderful half hour, and we're doing really well. And like our angel said, the spirit is on fire here at St. Gabriel Radio. And there's lots of ways that you can honor someone by making a donation and giving a gift, being a part of this family here at St. Gabriel Radio. If you went to Catholic school and there's a teacher along the way that really inspired you, you could do that. I say that in honor of my wife, who was a retired teacher. I had to get that in there for that.
Amen.
Anyway, so there's lots of ways that you can help the mission here at St. Gabriel Radio. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 614-459-4820. Remember that everybody that calls in is entered into a drawing for a lovely Our Lady of Fatima pilgrim statue that would really be a beautiful blessing in anybody's home. So that's available to anybody that calls in during the Spring Spirit Drive.
And remember, all of you out there at St. Joan of Arc, if you're looking for that long, long homily, you're That's one right. away from that. And also, you want to support your priest, Father Black. And give us a call at 614-459-4820.
Father Black, what do you think of when you think of St. Gabriel Radio as a tool to help you as a priest? What does an outfit like this group, this crazy family here that's always laughing, having a great time at St. Gabriel Radio. What's that do for you in your work as a pastor to help your flock?
Oh, I think anytime people are inspired in their faith and excited about that, it brings benefits back to the parish. You know, so all the folks who are excited about their faith, who are willing to share their faith, you know, when they are sharing with someone else, it makes a connection with God first, and then with the church, and then ultimately with all of the parishes in our diocese. Mm-hmm. So those people out there who are inspired by that, the parish really receives those blessings because they're excited about their faith, and they come back to us with questions. You know, they want to learn more about that. Mm-hmm. You know, so that really helps us to sort of makes them hungry to learn more.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a wonderful gift that we have here in the Diocese of Columbus, and really it's actually statewide, as we've known from the Dayton callers that are coming in. But you know, the reach of St. Gabriel Radio from where it started so many years ago till now is amazing. And not only the reach is amazing, but the effect that it's had on the people of the diocese and the people of Ohio that listen. It's an amazing, amazing outreach to help people grow and to help people come closer to God. And to be a part of that is it's a wonderful thing. It's wonderful for us to be here talking for a couple of hours on the radio. But it's really wonderful, even if you're just sitting at home, to be a part of it and to call yourself part of the family here at St. Gabriel Radio. And all it takes is a phone call, 614-459-4820. You can join the team here. Join the family. We have a great time here bringing the Word of God to people, and you can be a part of that as well.
Yeah, as I was reading today, I came across a quote that said, "Change hearts, change the world." And that's St. Gabriel Radio and what everything that they're doing here. And what you're doing is by being a part of that family and a part of that team is you truly can change the world. We've heard so many inspiring stories of people that just by listening that they've been inspired and converted, and they've come closer to God and their families. And I know I'm inspired every day. So if we've inspired you, or someone on St. Gabriel Radio has inspired you, call in 614-459-4820. We are only one away from that $800 extra gift. Be that one that puts us over and on that ladder. We're climbing up, but we got to make it.
And it looks like we've got ourselves a little angel update right now.
All right. Well, we have on the phones right now Larry, who's making a gift. So we want to thank Larry right now.
Oh.
Tom McPherson, or Tom from St. John Newman, and he is giving a gift to all the parishioners there that prayed for him back to health. So
awesome. That's just
wonderful.
Thanks, Tom.
Apparently, my husband, Tom, was listening because he said, I hope this is better than flowers, which it is. Thank you very much, honey. I love you. And we have some multi-year sustaining members, Carol from St. Peter Chillicothe, John and Mary from St. Francis de Sales, Terry from Holy Name. So please call in 614-459-4820. Whether you're calling in for a business membership, a leadership level, or a sustaining member, or just any gift, regardless of the amount, please, no gift is too small. Please, please, please call in. This station is so important to so many.
Thank you very much for that wonderful, wonderful angel update. That's great news. Thank you. And no doghouse for the husband. That's good. It's always good.
I see Father Black's reaching for his phone again.
I do. So those folks in PAL better
be. Don't make me make that call.
Just beat him to it. We just need one more. And wouldn't it be beautiful to be that one person that throws it over, and your little gift is going to add another $800. That would be wonderful. So call in at 614-459-4820.
It's an amazing opportunity that you have, actually, to help support this station. The work that it does, we've heard great stories, like from Jim in the last half hour, about his conversion just by listening to Catholic Answers Live and a few programs on St. Gabriel Radio, kind of drew him closer and helped him grow in his faith journey to become Catholic and to draw closer to God. And, you know, the ultimate goal is the salvation. And so when a radio station can help people do that, it's an amazing thing. And when you can help a radio station do that, that's just a wonderful gift as well. So the graces that flow are amazing. We are running close to being out of time. And so, Father Black, if you would close us out with a prayer, and then we'll chatter on, and hopefully we see that pop up to an 18.
Because you know what, Chip? You know what's a beautiful thing? When a pastor is able to get more donations than his assistant
associate.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. St. Joan, we just have a couple minutes to make that happen. Get on that phone.
Father, if you could give us a blessing.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings as we go forward. Help us to be light in the darkness of our world. May Almighty God bless all of us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And that's exactly right. You can be a light in the darkness. That's what St. Gabriel Radio is. It truly is a light and a way for people to draw closer to God, to evangelize, and to become more one with the Catholic community and to draw in that faith and to be part of it. This is an opportunity that you have just by calling 614-459-4820 or going online at stgabrielradio.com. You can do it 24/7 to support the station at that point. And we have really good news. Go ahead, Sue. I know you're dying. You're dying to say
that. Well, we have reached our goal. But you know what? Wouldn't it be nice to go one over?
that would really do it, Father Black.
Father
O'Connor hit his, but Father Black could go his plus one. That would be fantastic. Yes. I'm certain that was a St. Joan of Arc parishioner, by the way.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
It had to be, I'm sure.
The whole parish is grateful to you for
remember, you can keep calling in or going online, calling in at 614-459-4820 or call in at stgabrielradio.com. Continue to give those gifts.
It's a great opportunity that we all have to be a part of this family, and you can be a part of it as well. So just call 614-459-4820. Go online at stgabrielradio.com as well. The The page for donations lasts 24/7 online, even though the phone calls are only about 30 seconds out. So we've had a great time over the last 2 hours with Father Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Father Blair.
It's been wonderful. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And this starts all over tomorrow morning with our pastor, Father David Sizemore, at 8 o'clock. I don't know how he got up that early, but he did. So thank you for your support of St. Gabriel Radio, and we've had a pleasure being with you this evening.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.